With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Mr. Trump is declaring an economic emergency to put duties of 10% on all imports from China, 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, except for a 10% rate on Canadian oil. Hamas has freed three hostages as part of the ceasefire deal in the Gaza Strip. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Two released hostages, Ofer Calderon and Yarden Bibas, arrived in Israel and were on their way to an initial reception point. Along the road leading to the military base, small groups of supporters waited for the convoys, waving Israeli flags. Later Saturday, American-Israeli Keith Siegel was handed over to the Red Cross. The six-week Phase 1 truce calls for the release of 33 hostages and nearly 2,000 prisoners, as well as the return of Palestinians to northern Gaza and an increase in humanitarian aid to the devastated territory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Correspondent Donna Warder joins us with a story about U.S. military airstrikes in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the targets of the operation. Donna Warder, Washington.
Syria's interim president making his first trip abroad, traveling to Saudi Arabia in a move likely trying to signal Damascus' shift away from Iran as its main regional ally. This is SRN News. Abortion advocates are trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs, and several pro-life states have gone to court seeking restrictions on their use. Mifepristone is available over-the-counter thanks to the efforts of the Biden administration. A full-scale replica of the secret annex where Anne Frank penned her famous Holocaust diary is open in New York City. The exhibit at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan was unveiled Monday as the world marked International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is the first time the annex has been completely recreated outside of Amsterdam, where a similar display is a centerpiece of the Anne Frank House Museum. The Frank family hid for 2 years before the Nazis caught them. This is SRN News. One of the all-time greats in tennis has been reunited with some treasures.
Pam Shriver has her trophies back. She regained the hardware after someone broke into her car parked at a hotel where she was staying because of the L.A. wildfires. Those trophies were then dropped off in boxes placed outside the hotel some 10 days later. Shriver, now a TV commentator, was inducted into the Tennis Hall of Fame in 2002. Jason Walker reporting.
The cost of hosting a Super Bowl party expected to barely budge this year with an average increase of about 10 cents from the previous year. But economists at Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute say not all snacks are created equal and consumers will have to pay close attention to prices. They don't want to break the bank. They found a surprising spread in prices for popular game day ingredients. Folks, the healthier stuff, it's actually cheaper. This is SRN News.